You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G, D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, 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 all.
Yo, 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 Dodger fans, welcome to Locked On Dodgers. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team, every day. This is a daily podcast covering the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers, bringing you the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue. I'm Vince Samperio, Chavez Ream Fiends, and I'll be going solo today as we close out the week. And we got some stuff to talk about. Trevor Bauer is officially a Dodger. Josh Boers was designated for assignment, and we had a full press conference. So I'll get into some of what Trevor said, some of what Andrew Friedman said, and some of the reactions that we saw on social media. But before that, a quick reminder to subscribe to Locked On Dodgers wherever you get your podcasts. When you get in your car or if you're at home, tell your smart device to play podcasts Locked On Dodgers. All right, so like I mentioned, Trevor Bauer, officially a Dodger, signed his deal, was in Los Angeles for his opening press conference, which was all done with questions via Zoom, still in this coronavirus period. But there was a lot to get into in terms of, you know, Trevor Bauer, the player, Trevor Bauer off the field, Andrew Friedman, everyone else. The Dodger media definitely didn't hold back questions about Trevor's previous social media issues and harassment of women online and all that kind of stuff. We didn't really get any straight answers from Bauer, but I'll break down some of the other stuff. So right off the bat, we'll just jump into it. You know, Andrew Friedman was asked about the vetting process for Trevor Bauer, known with his past transgressions and everything else that's not necessarily on field. And I'll just read a little bit from Friedman. He said, quote, "The most important thing is every teammate we talked to, all the feedback we got from every organization he was with. He was not only incredibly positive in terms of the type of teammate he is, but also in terms of the impact he makes on each organization." Went on to add, "I think the talent is pretty obvious, but I also think that from a cultural standpoint, from continuing to strive to get better at everything we do, I actually think he's going to be a tremendous asset in that." And he did mention that, you know, Trevor has made mistakes in the past, and he believes what's important, including for Friedman himself, is that, you know, how the issues are dealt with and everything else, and that they had the conversation, and you know, they believe he's going to be a tremendous add, not just on the field, but in the clubhouse, in the community. And that's obviously why we're sitting here. And, you know, Andrew Friedman did add that, you know, the Dodgers fans specifically were mentioned in the question, maybe that they feel alienated by this, or I'm not sure the exact wording. But, you know, Friedman said that with the 6 years he's been here, he thinks he deserves a little bit of benefit of the doubt. And obviously, it's hard for baseball fans, maybe not specifically Dodger fans, but baseball fans right now to kind of trust the benefit of the doubt, as we've seen with Mickey Callaway from, well, with the Angels now, but with previous things with the other teams, and with Porter from the Mets, the new GM, who's not their GM anymore. So it's hard for a lot of people to, you know, trust people in baseball, especially when it comes to dealing with women. And, you know, Trevor Bauer spoke a lot about he was asked about it about three different times and didn't go into specifics. He just kept saying that he's learned from it. He's talked to people. He's tried to understand other perspectives, trying to be better. He said, I'm doing my best to be better as I do in all walks of my life. I don't think that it makes any sense to dive into specific issues in this forum, but I am committed to being better on social media, being better on the field, being better in the clubhouse, being better in life in general. And you know, props to the Dodger reporters. It was Jorge Castillo, I believe they named Dylan Hernandez and Bill Plunkett, who let Trevor add on to Jorge's question. And, you know, props to them for asking the questions that don't necessarily always get asked, or, you know, at least in the right way and kind of get lobbed. But so it was good on their end. And honestly, you know, there's all, even after this press conference, there's still going to be people that don't like Trevor Bauer. There's still going to be the people that don't mind what Trevor Bauer does online. There's going to be the people that are just oblivious to it. And there's going to be the people that outwardly root for him. Whatever bucket you're in, this press conference probably didn't change that. You know, if anything, I can't even say it would change for the better, because some people would go the opposite way and say that, well, he didn't address it or talk about it. And, you know, for me, I think the one thing is him saying this isn't the right forum. If you get asked three separate questions about this, you know, maybe it is the right forum. I'm not sure if he has anything planned with his Watch Momentum or with his, you know, the vlogs that he does or anything else that he does to maybe address it in this proper forum. I'm not sure if he'll ever address it. But when you get so many questions about it, and they had to imagine that he was going to get questions about it, it seemed like it should have been the right forum. Obviously, you don't want to, you know, rain on the parade of this exciting signing of him coming back to his hometown team and things of that nature. But obviously, it's a big issue if he was asked about it multiple times, and he maybe could have had something prepared to address it, or maybe could have addressed it. Either way, you know, all the right questions were asked for the most part. We'd maybe some people didn't get the answers they were looking for, but that's how it really goes with a lot of sports pressers and things of this nature, is that even if you do get the right questions, you're not necessarily going to get the answers you're looking for. And if you came into this press conference looking for answers that were going to make you change your mind on Trevor Bauer, you probably weren't ready to change your mind on Trevor Bauer anyways. You know, and at this point, you know, at least for me personally, it's a matter of, okay, he apologized. Obviously, there's still some things that he had said in the past or has done in social media in the past that I don't agree with. But if he's committing himself to be a better person, as he said, then, you know, maybe I'm going to sit back and see what he does and let it, you know, kind of play out how, and see where it goes. Obviously, on the field, he's going to bring big value to the Dodgers. But as we've seen with the Dodgers in the community, as people, as, you know, the Justin Turner COVID-19 issue notwithstanding, for the most part, the Dodgers have had some upstanding citizens. And we'll see. I can't imagine Trevor Bauer coming in here and purposely being an issue. Now, if it is an issue, then obviously it's more of him as a person, and that's how he is, and not necessarily, you know, how you can vet someone only so much, and you really don't know what's exactly going to happen. And that's how we are right now. We're going to just have to play it by ear. And, you know, we said on this show before, however you want to feel about Trevor Bauer, the signing and things of that nature, that's entirely up to how you want to feel. And we'll just see how it goes. But there was, you know, other questions about baseball, about how Trevor Bauer became a Dodger, about why he became a Dodger, and how it's going to affect the rest of the Dodgers free agency this year, which I'm going to talk about. So make sure to keep it locked on Dodgers. All right, we're back, and more on the Trevor Bauer press conference. I think the one thing that stood out to me beyond all the questions about his past is what Andrew Friedman said. Now, Andrew Friedman said when he went to bed on Thursday night, the night before they signed Trevor Bauer, or that they came to agreement with, that he did not believe, he was upset because they had missed out on Bauer. They didn't believe Bauer was going to become a Dodger. And then that he put a little bit on Mark Walter, kind of saying, hey, let's go make this thing done. So you'd imagine that was probably a money thing. The Dodgers maybe had a lower offer out there on the table. Mark Walter didn't like that, or he really wanted Trevor Bauer. He really wanted to improve the Dodgers. Whatever the case was, he wanted it to happen. He talked to Andrew Friedman, seemed to give him a little bit of leeway in terms of the monetary value, and that's what pushed Trevor Bauer over to the top, over to the Dodgers. And Trevor Bauer mentioned the same thing. He you know, felt like he knew where he was going to go, and then his agent and everyone was calling him, his agent was calling him, that things had changed on one front, which was the Dodgers front. He was talking to his parents, talking to his agents, just talking to everyone. Ultimately, he says he ended up choosing the Dodgers, not for monetary value or anything of like that. He said it was because of the organization. And while that's correct, you know, the way Andrew Friedman told the story makes it seem it probably was a little bit about money as well. So the organization, you know, Trevor had nothing but nice words to say about the Dodgers organization. Said he's good friends with Rob Van Scoyoc, And he talked to him. He talked to Walker Buehler. Talked to Justin Turner. Talked to some other people that have been in the Dodger organization or played for the Dodgers, and you know, heard nothing but great things about it. And that's what we've heard as well on our side. So, you know, it's a good thing for the Dodgers that players are thinking this way. That players that either play there now or used to play there still have good things to say about it, and is a reason that a major free agent ended up choosing Los Angeles. But the other part is also that it didn't seem like Bauer's free agent offers were as plentiful as he thought. He said he alluded to it a few times where he thought he was going to, you know, free agency was basically you get a bunch of offers, you go look over them all, and then you pick where you want to go. I'm not sure if he meant it that that's not exactly how it went. Like, he literally thought he was just going to have offers from different teams or whatever, and then he gets to go through and pick them. Or if there just wasn't the offers that he thought he was going to get. We know that there's a lot of teams crying poor in Major League Baseball. So that's probably part of it. There's just a lot of teams that maybe were scared off by his off-the-field things that went on and social media happenings. And maybe there's just some teams that either didn't want him or believe they had other areas to fix, and it ended up coming down to the Mets and the Dodgers. The Mets with the new owner who was looking to spend, and the Dodgers with ownership who have always been willing to spend when it comes to putting a winning product on the field. So it looks like the Dodgers' financial strength, organizational strength, and just the fact, obviously, that Bauer wanted to come home and play, and the fact that they're a good team all played into the role of why the Dodgers got Trevor Bauer. And you know, you can feel how you feel about Trevor Bauer, but this is a good sign, like I said, for the Dodgers that a top-tier free agent is thinking about these things, maybe took a deal that, you know, I'm not sure if he left any more lucrative deals on the table, but he took a deal that's a little bit more unconventional and a little bit different, and because of the Dodgers, everything that I mentioned is why they ended up getting Trevor Bauer. So that's a good sign, especially as a Dodger fan. And we've seen guys come over on the lower scale because of this. We've seen guys that at least talk to the Dodgers. You know, Garrett Cole, the Dodgers had offers out there. The Dodgers had offers with Bryce Harper in this low years, high salary. It seems like Anthony Rendon never really wanted to come here because of the Hollywood lifestyle, but that's his choice. But for the most part, you know, the Dodgers are, and Mookie Betts committed to being here for 12 more years. So there's a lot going on with the Dodgers right now. That's a good thing, not only for now, but for the future. And speaking of the money side of things, Andrew Friedman was asked if the Trevor Bauer signing would affect any future free agent signings. Justin Turner was mentioned by name. Andrew Friedman obviously can't comment directly on that, but did say that Justin was a part of the community, part of the team, and someone they'd like to have back. And then he flat out said that it wouldn't affect the Dodgers free agency or different decisions they make until the season starts. And that's a good sign. Obviously, we all believe here at Locked On Dodgers, Jeff and I believe that Justin Turner is going to be back. It's just a matter of them figuring out the terms, or Justin Turner, you know, fully going and making sure nobody else out there has a better offer that can sweep him off his feet. Whatever it is, I still believe Justin Turner will be back. I did see something floating around on social media that maybe the Dodgers are waiting until next week or whenever the rosters are kind of set to be able to put Ferguson and Tommy Kahnle on the 60-day IL and then be able to sign Justin Turner without having to get rid of anyone else on the 40-man roster. I guess that's possibly a thing. We'll see. I mean, technically they could have done that with Bauer, I guess, if they really wanted to, but they probably didn't want to. And Josh Boers, you know, we didn't really talk about him, not because we don't need to, but it's just a matter of, you know, can the Dodgers get something for him and facilitate a trade if anybody wants him or is looking for a relief help, or if he clears waivers, he'll probably remain with the Dodgers, I would imagine, and go back down to the minors and be called up when he needs to be during the season. Another thing that we had thoughts about and that ended up kind of being answered is that Trevor Bauer will not be throwing every fourth day. Andrew Friedman made sure to point that out. He did say every fifth day, though, so, you know, maybe if they do go six-man rotation or however they handle the starting rotation, that maybe Trevor Bauer will be on a different schedule, but I don't know. I don't think so. Trevor Bauer did mention in his spiel at the beginning about how he wanted a partnership and, you know, making compromises on both sides. So, you know, the team that he signs with makes some compromises on some of the stuff he wants to do, and him making compromises with what the team wants him to do. So he seems to be on board with whatever the Dodgers are going to look for from him. Obviously, they probably know if they want someone to throw up before the day that Trevor Bauer's available to do so and would love to do so. But the other part of that was analytics. He was specifically asked about the analytics, and you know, he mentioned that he wasn't going to say exactly what it was about it, but it was more about the application of analytics. He's, you know, everybody can do analytics or have the numbers, but it's about what you do with those numbers and how you interpret them and how you applicate them to, you know, success on the field. And that was a big part of why he wanted to come to the Dodgers and why he appreciated the Dodgers in that sense. So that's another good sign. Obviously, we've kind of known that the Dodgers have one of the better analytical sides of things in terms of how they apply it to on the field, player development, all those kind of things. But it's just nice, you know, always nice to hear it from a player that wasn't on the team already. Now, Bauer did some other interviews throughout the day with Sports in LA and other people. I did see one thing that he wanted to work on this year was his velocity. He said that it's fallen the last couple of years due to some outside factors, injured in 2019 and a little bit of in 2020 being a short season, quick ramp up and all those types of things. So velocity was a big thing that he wanted to work on this offseason. How does he get more out of his body and how does he do it more efficiently? Now, in the past, he's worked on spin rate, control, things like that. Now he's working on back on that velocity. You would imagine that he wants to get the velocity back up without losing his spin rate and control. So, you know, if there's anyone to kind of trust in figuring things out, it's Bauer. He does go, you know, if there's one thing you want to put on him is that he does go about things the right way and figuring out how to be better. Whether that translates all the time doesn't necessarily make sense. And he mentioned that himself. They asked him about the pressure and if he felt any pressure coming to the reigning World Series champions. And now he's kind of expected to help him get back to back. And he said, no, he can control the process. He can't necessarily always control the results. And that's one thing with Trevor Bauer. You know, he's going to have a process. You know, he's going to, you know, work on things, figure it out. He mentioned this when he was talking about his social media things, that he wants to get better at everything, not, you know, on the field, off the field. When he feels like something didn't work out, he wants to figure out how to fix it and how to get better and things like that. So in terms of that and work ethic, you know, that's something that's going to be exemplary for the Dodgers on the field. And I believe Andrew Friedman was asked about it as well. And he kind of mentioned, you know, some of these younger pitchers are probably going to be able to learn from Trevor Bauer and the Indians, you know, maybe not directly correlated, but the Indians have had some young, strong starting pitching talent kind of emerge around the time Trevor Bauer was there. They had one of the best rotations in baseball. Now they're kind of spread all over the place with everyone getting traded. But yeah, I mean, we've heard this from Ross Stripling, who Jeff talked to last week. We've heard this from other people, how, you know, players around Trevor Bauer probably get better pitchers specifically just based on how he thinks about things, how he learns about things, how he goes about his business. Other than that, I think I covered pretty much everything that was covered in the main press conference or any main talking points Trevor Bauer did. He tweeted the other day about Dodger fans and giving personal space. He said that he was at his hotel. A fan followed him into the hotel and basically followed him all the way to the elevator asking for an autograph, and that he told the fan, you know, give me some personal space, blah, 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 whatever else. If you ever see me outside of my residence or the hotel, that he'd be glad to sign, but that he wanted to establish some boundaries. So if you're a fan that ever sees Trevor Bauer and looking for an autograph, if he's in the hotel, yeah, you probably shouldn't ask him because he won't sign for you. But other than that, you know, it's a little bit of a weird press conference, definitely a lot different than the Mookie Betts and David Price welcome press conference from last year. That one was significantly more upbeat and more exciting. This one, you know, rightfully so, as it should be the way the signing went down, is that there was questions about, you know, why Bauer is going to be a fit with the Dodgers, especially considering the culture they've had and Bauer and Andrew Friedman, you know, defending and not defending necessarily, but saying why he will be a fit, why he will be better, and why they believe that he's going to be better. So, like I said, for me personally, we'll see if he's pitching well. Hopefully he can stay off social media or be better. The Dodgers have a lot of players that help out in the community. They have their own foundations and things like that. So we'll see if Trevor, I'm not sure if he has one already, but I haven't really heard anything. So I'm sure he'll figure that out. Bauer was on social media after finding different questions or different things from Dodger fans and kind of putting out there. He said he might do a YouTube live later with fans and answer questions from there. So obviously it's going to be a lot different than some of the other players the Dodgers have in terms of how he conducts his business. But if the business is in the form of winning games on the field, then it's going to help a lot in getting at least some people to change their minds a little bit about him. And if he doesn't and he goes back to what he's done and how it goes, and obviously there'll be more questions on the Dodgers side and more questions on Bauer's side. So it's just going to be a matter of seeing what happens. But for me, that's all I got. A lot of Trevor Bauer talk and a lot of, different ways to trying to find, make sure that all perspectives are hit. And obviously it's a little bit hard when you're doing this, but you know, I try to make sure that all sides are covered and make sure that we don't try to alienate anyone or make sure that we're not, you know, pushing things to the side, even if we're not as critically vocal as other people are. Jeff has his part about it last week, and, you know, I've kind of piggybacked off that and added my own two cents and my own thoughts about different things. And you can go back throughout all the old episodes if you want to hear those. But that's it for today's episode. That's it for this week. Thank you all for listening to Locked On Dodgers. Make sure to subscribe if you haven't already done so. Make sure you're listening every day if you haven't already, if you're not already doing that. If you're not listening every day, you know, whatever you listened to last week, add one to your plate. If it was four, you had to go to five, and then you're all the way filled up now. If you're three, go to four. Two, go to three. You know, things like that. Figure that out. Make sure to tell your friends and family. Make sure to tweet about us, post about us on social media. We are on Twitter and Instagram at Locked On Dodgers. Jeff is on Twitter at Snydog. I'm at Vince Samperio. If you want to call and leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text, you can do so at 323-863-LOCK. That's 5625. Or send us an email, lockedondodgers@gmail.com. We're here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be with us. When you get in your car or if you're at home, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. Have a good one.
D. I say D-O. D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all heart, all heart and all thumbs. They're my Los Angeles. Your Los Angeles. Our Los Angeles. Do you think we'll really win the pennant?